Services Commission. Next item on the agenda is Rebecca L. Jones, docket number 071591. Mr. Nykerk?
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Ms. Jones is requesting after-the-fact authorization to retain a 16-foot by 16-foot enclosed pier house and authorization to construct a 24-foot by 16-foot open-sided boathouse on the channelward side of the pier house at her private pier situated along Mill Creek in Middlesex County. Ms. Jones' property is located near the mouth of Mill Creek in the Regent area of Middlesex. Point out a few features here. It's not showing up very well. This is Mill Creek. This is Lockley's Creek. Obviously, the Rappahannock River here, and this is a Route 3 bridge heading to Lancaster County. Closer view of the same topographic map. This is a 2002 aerial. This is the boathouse that was here in 2002. Pursuant to a report from Middlesex County personnel, staff conducted a site visit on May 31st of 2007 and confirmed the construction of a partially completed enclosed building on the applicant's private pier located along Mill Creek off Winding Trail in Middlesex. We issued a notice to comply on June 20th of 2007. That notice directed removal of the unauthorized structure or submittal of an after-the-fact application to retain the structure by July 31st of 2007. The after-the-fact application was received on July 13th, and additional information addressing some deficiencies in the application was received on September 26th. This is the structure basically as it exists now. Ms. Jones stated that the building was constructed to replace an enclosed boathouse that had included an enclosed storage area on the landward end. That structure was destroyed during Tropical Storm Ernesto. While Ms. Jones had provided pictures of the old boathouse, staff has been unable to verify that any permits were ever issued for the original structure. The after-the-fact application seeks authorization to retain the enclosed building, as well as authorization to construct a 24-foot by 16-foot open-sided boathouse on the channelward end of this structure. The stated purpose for the pier house is for the storage of boating and fishing gear. This is the cross-sectional drawings that were provided with the application. In red is the pier house, and yellow is the proposed open-sided boathouse. This is from the channelward and landward side of the boathouse, another cross-sectional drawing. This is the interior of the partially completed building. In her after-the-fact application, Ms. Jones included copies of some notes she apparently took as she inquired about repairing her shoreline and rebuilding the pier and boathouse after Tropical Storm Ernesto. Her notes indicate that she contacted our office on October 2nd, 2006, and that we told her we didn't see any problems and that we would send her a form to fill out. We apparently sent Ms. Jones a joint permit application for emergency authorization to reconstruct previously permitted structures destroyed by Tropical Storm Ernesto. There is a handwritten note, presumably by Ms. Jones, on the application form that states, Brian Fletcher said on October 12, 2006, don't do anything with this. He knew Chip and he would handle it. We never received an application seeking after-the-fact authorization to replace the structures from either Mr. Fletcher or Ms. Jones until after Ms. Jones had been served with the notice to comply. I have inserted a letter that we received on Thursday into the back of your book item. That's a letter by Ms. Jones in which she attempts to clarify her actions. I don't recall my conversation with Ms. Jones, and I tried to keep pretty good notes during Tropical Storm Ernesto, but it's not impossible that I hadn't spoken with her. But I'm not certain why I would have told her to proceed with repairs but also send her the application unless perhaps there was some miscommunication regarding the portions of the project that did not require a permit from us, which would be the pier itself and the riprap, which is above mean low water. In any event, we did send the application for emergency repairs. Also, in a recent conversation with Ms. Jones, she said that Mr. Fletcher only replaced the pier and did some repairs on the riprap revetment. Another contractor built the enclosure. She thought she could rebuild the old structure without a permit. This is another shot from within the building. This is from the channel we're in looking back towards the land. The special application referenced by Ms. Jones was developed pursuant to the governor's executive order related to the reconstruction of previously authorized structures that were destroyed during Tropical Storm Ernesto. This executive order authorized the reconstruction of previously authorized structures over state-owned submerged lands subject to the following conditions. The pre-existing structure must have been previously authorized and in a serviceable condition prior to the onset of the storm. The replacement structure must be reconstructed in the same location and in identical or smaller dimensions than the previously permitted structure. Reconstruction activities must be initiated prior to December 31st of 2006 and completed prior to June 30 of 2008. Any property owner seeking to replace a previously permitted structure pursuant to the executive order must submit to the Marine Resources Commission a letter attesting to the foregoing and containing suitable drawings of the proposed replacement structure for comparison purposes. No person may proceed with replacement of a previously permitted structure under the provisions of this executive order without written approval from the Commissioner of the Marine Resources Commission. Accordingly, for Ms. Jones' construction to have qualified under the executive order, the emergency application would have needed to have been filed by December 31st of 2006, and she would have needed to have attested that the previous structure had been properly authorized. We've checked our records and been able to locate any commission authorization for the original boathouse or the enclosed storage room. This picture and the next two were provided by Ms. Jones in her application to show the previous structure. This is apparently the structure here in 1976. You'll see it's gone through some renovations or changes over the years because this is the structure in 1983 and the roof line has changed. And then this is it apparently in July of 2006. This picture is several years old and was actually taken during the review of another application, but it shows the old boathouse as it existed in September of 2002. The enclosed pier house and proposed boathouse do not encroach on any public or privately leased oyster ground, and staff does not believe the project will adversely affect navigation. No one has objected to the project in response to our public notice, and the adjoining property owners indicate they have no objection to the project. Department of Conservation and Recreation notes the presence of a bald eagle nest in the vicinity and recommends the applicant coordinate with DGIF to ensure compliance with protected species legislation. No other state agencies commented on the project. When reviewing after-the-fact applications, we consider whether the project would likely have been favorably reviewed had the application been considered prior to the construction. Prior to 2006, we generally recommended against the construction of any open-sided or enclosed roof structures on piers unless those structures were deemed to be water-dependent. In 2006, however, the General Assembly amended Section 28.2-1203A5 of the Virginia Code to provide statutory authorization for open-sided sheltered roofs or gazebo-type structures measuring no more than 400 square feet, provided such structures were allowed under local ordinance, provided further that such structures were not objected to by the adjoining property owner. Accordingly, since the neighbors have not objected to this structure, it appears that the pier house would be statutorily authorized if the sides were removed. Furthermore, the proposed open-sided boathouse appears to meet the statutory exemption for private, non-commercial open-sided boathouses measuring 700 square feet or less, as specified in the same code section. Although the enclosed boathouse is unprotested and the environmental impacts associated with it may be minimal, we do not believe the structure is water dependent. The General Assembly has provided statutory authorization for open-sided shelters, and staff does not believe the applicant has presented a compelling reason for the pier house to be enclosed. In addition, to minimize the visual impacts associated with the structure, the elimination of the sides would reduce the potential for building materials to enter the waterway during storm events or when the structure falls into a state of disrepair. Additionally, even if it could be determined that the previous boathouse had been properly authorized, we are of the opinion that the mere prior existence of a structure on state-owned submerged land does not guarantee any right for subsequent structures to remain at the site in perpetuity. We believe subsequent requests should be evaluated on a case-by-case basis. After evaluating the merits of the project and considering all of the factors contained in Section 28.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia, we recommend denial of the enclosed pier house. Should Ms. Jones choose to remove the sides of the pier house, we believe the structure would meet the statutory authorization for open-sided sheltered roofs or gazebo-type structures as provided in the code. Additionally, we believe the proposed open-sided boathouse also qualifies for the statutory exemption for open-sided boathouses contained in the same code section. Accordingly, we recommend that Ms. Jones be directed to either remove the entire pier house or the sides of the pier house within 30 days. Should the Commission decide to approve any portion of the after-the-fact request, we would recommend the Commission impose triple permit fees as provided for in Section 28.2-1206D and also consider appropriate civil charges accompany the after-the-fact application in lieu of further enforcement action.
Thank you, Chip. Any questions of Mr. Nykirk by the members of the Commission? Mr. Holland?
Did Ms. Jones get a permit from the county to construct this?
I don't believe so. I'm not certain. I think she did contact, according to her, she did contact the county after Tropical Storm Ernesto and was seeking to do some repairs, but I don't know if she got any kind of building permit.
Further questions? Thank you, Chip. Mm-hmm. Is the applicant here or represented? Yes, ma'am. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Raise your right hand, please. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the true self of God.
I do.
You state your name for the record, please, ma'am.
Rebecca L. Jones.
Okay.
This boathouse was built in the year of 1961. The original boathouse was. This was my father's property. And in 2004, I purchased this property from my father due to his age, and he wanted to keep this in the family. I did lose the entire pier and boathouse due to Isabel, which y'all saw the pictures. At that time, it was, you know, reconstructed, put back up, and then turn around in a couple of years later, I lost it again with Ernesto, which was a tropical storm. I did contact the Virginia Marine Resource Commission and ask for an emergency application to go ahead and reconstruct it. Now, my father is a commercial fisherman. He does have his license. And inside of the enclosed boathouse is where my dad keeps his tanks. He sheds out soft-shell crabs. He also has crab pots, and he goes out and, of course, fishes his crab pots and brings them in and sells them to J&W Seafood there in Deltaville, Virginia. So I know that, you know, this particular enclosed boathouse has always been like a 16 by 40 foot structure. The boathouse that you're seeing right here, this is only a 13 by 15 foot. I actually ran out of money. I haven't finished the boathouse as of yet. So, and then when I did receive, when Mr. Nykirk did come down and look at it, I stopped everything and did file for the after-the-fact application. So at this point in time, you know, I haven't touched the boathouse, but my intentions, as you saw in the drawing, were to continue with it and put it back under the original. My problem is the original was a totally enclosed boathouse. But now, you know, I'll do whatever y'all tell me I need to do. I just, and if I can't have a 13 by 15 foot enclosure, could I have a small enclosure to keep the shedding pot tanks and all in there? I mean, but like I said, gentlemen, I want to be in compliance and do what is needed to be done. So, I mean, all I'm asking is if I can have some type of small enclosure to keep, you know, my dad's shedding tanks and his crab pots and stuff like that.
Is your dad still actively shedding crabs?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
There was an interior picture taken, Chip, just a minute ago. I think I saw the inside. I don't think I saw any shedding tanks in there.
No, we haven't put them back.
You haven't put them back?
Because everything was stopped.
Okay. How many tanks does he normally put in there?
Usually I have four. He has the double tanks that set up against the side of the wall, and it's usually four. And then he has the pumps that roll in from the salt water. And we do have a refrigerator because usually what he does after he cleans the soft shells, then he packs them and puts them in the refrigerator.
Any room for the shedding operation to be upland on your property versus there by pumping the water up and out?
Well, not unless I would have to put it in the front yard.
The front yard meaning
the front of my home.
But the front
there.
For you means waterfront?
Yes,
up front?
Sir.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people.
Yeah. Yes, sir. That would be the only other location that, you know, I could possibly put it.
Okay. Any questions from the commission? Mr. Schick.
Did you get permits to rebuild it for Isabel?
No, sir.
Okay.
No, sir, I did not. I just.
Okay. But now in the older picture, there was one where it looked like that it was open-sided a little bit. I guess that was there were some people underneath, a couple jet skis out front.
That was not open-sided. Okay. That was. Can you bring that picture back up, Mr. Nyker?
While you're bringing that up, the other question I've got is, why does it have to be closed-sided to run the shedding operation?
Well, it doesn't, but it just makes it more convenient. My father is in his 80s, and he gets a little chilly sometimes out on the water, and that's what keeps him going.
Yes.
So, but that's not open-sided.
That's just a shed cover behind it.
Yes.
Or in front of it.
And I have the doors that swing shut right there where the people are behind that.
So the doors are open there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm with you.
The doors are open right there.
And he had shedding tanks in there at
yes,
that time?
Yes, sir, he did.
Mm-hmm. And that's 2006, so that's after Isabel.
Yes, sir. Okay. And if you look at the one previously to that, the other ones, you can see it was, you know, also enclosed and so forth.
How did you know to
Mr. Schick?
Did you know to come to us to get permits after Ernesto if you didn't get them after Isabel?
Because Mr. Nyker came down and took a picture of the one I was building, and that's when he notified me and told me that, you know, I had to have a permit to put the structure up, an enclosed structure.
Further questions? Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a question for staff, if I may.
Mr. Nyquist.
Chip, I was curious, what was the permit history originally on this property? Was there a permit?
I haven't been able to find any permits. I think the original structure dates back pretty far, according to Ms. Jones. She said it was the early 60s at some point, but then it has gone through a few iterations since then and some rebuilds since then, but I couldn't find anything in our records.
And if it's being used for crab shedding, does it need to be commercially? Are you looking at this as a commercial
area?
Pier? Right. Okay.
I would say we should probably issue a permit for it if it's an enclosed structure for commercial shedding.
Thank you.
I didn't quite understand your last comment. You're saying that if it's a commercial structure, that we should at this juncture, or depending upon
I'm not certain. Where a private pier becomes commercial when you're using it for
that didn't look real commercial there.
right.
Looked fun, but didn't look real commercial.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, if indeed it was being used for to support, especially if they were doing sales directly from the dock, we'd clearly call it commercial at that point. Or accepting somebody else's crafts there at the dock.
Further comments, Mr. Tankard.
Ms. Jones, what kind of position will this really put you in if, in fact, you can't put sides on your boathouse? Can you, besides your father being cold, or are there any other issues at hand that we should be aware of?
Well, sir, to be truthful, there's really no other issues. My father's 86 years old, and he's still crabbing, and he built all of this years ago. That's the reason I purchased it, to keep him going. He actually outlived his money, and he didn't know he was going to do that.
Well, that can happen regularly.
But anyhow, I guess I'm more or less, I wanted to keep this just for him.
Well,
I
think I may have a solution. What's the Mr. Grab, if I could ask you this question, what's the possibility of issuing a conditional permit to allow the sides to remain on there while it's a crab shedding operation, while that gentleman is actively engaged in crab shedding? Is that a condition that we could put on there without a problem?
Yes, that's a good solution.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Yeah. I'll entertain a motion.
I'm so moved.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Tankard, second by Mr. Holland. Do you understand the motion? What we're going to do is we're going to allow you to keep the sides on there as long as your father continues to commercially shed crabs in that facility. If things change, I would like for you to let us know, or if we have to let us know, then the sides come off of it. Because you, by virtue of your statement, you said you wanted to keep it there for your dad, and we understand that as well, but at the same time, we don't want to set precedent where everyone comes in and wants these type of structures, because they're really not in keeping with what I believe to be in the best interest of the environment. Once again, sometimes you have to balance the environment between what's good for the people in totality. Council's got a question. Yes, sir. Mr. Joseph.
Just a point of clarification. This would not be transferable if you lost the property, for example, or somebody else wanted to do the crab shedding there.
Right.
This is specifically for you and your father.
Thank you.
Sell the property. You better disclose that the sides have to come off.
Okay.
Fair enough?
That's fair. And if my, I praise the good Lord that if something would happen to my father, I hope he lives to be 100 before I come back down here to see y'all.
Yep.
But, if something should happen, then I will take the sides down.
I have your word. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you,
have a
sir.
Good day. The next item on the agenda, Sherwood Forest Shore Property Owners Association, 06-11. Oh, we didn't vote?
No.
You can tell where I'm going today. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you all. Item 9, Sherwood Forest, 06-11-41. Mr. Madden.
Hi.
Y'all were so fast on the motion, I forgot we had to vote.